Hello.
Hi, is this Alia?
May I ask who I'm speaking with?
Hi, Alia. My name is Lisa Taylor. I'm calling you from the Key Moderators Compliance Team. How are you doing today?
Hi, doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. Alia, I just wanted to have a quick chat with you in regards to your ongoing concerns, with the project. So is it a good time? Can you talk now? Okay, all right. So go ahead. Please tell me your version of your side of the picture in regards to
Yeah,
what's
so
happening and
basically I paid $750 for a published Wikipedia article, and there was a guarantee on the published Wikipedia article. So they did a they made a draft and they completed the draft. They also did an analysis of PR, and they tried to tell me that my PR was too weak and that I'd either have to pay more money for PR or I would have to pay money for them to lock my profile until I got the PR. And so because they were unable to publish a completed article, I don't even need to get a full refund because they did provide some services. They provided the analysis. They also provided the draft. But because we were unable to complete the project without having to spend more money, I need a refund on at least that portion of the project.
Okay, thank you so much for explaining this very clearly. Now, let me just give you a bit of information in regards to the background story and the bigger picture on my end. You do understand that Wikipedia is a complex product and we are mediators, right? We don't have everything in our control. Are we on the same page in regards to that?
Yes, but what is in control is guaranteeing a published article, which you did guarantee.
Correct, correct, correct. I understand where
Yep,
you're
so
coming
I'm not worried about it. I'm not upset. I just want to move forward with that refund because I don't think it's a good fit at this time.
Okay, all right. Let me just explain how it works. See, we actually do a primary evaluation once we have a potential order. Before taking the amount from the customer, we evaluate whether you have any online eligibility or not. So that's the first question. Okay, if you have the online eligibility, if you have the online presence, that means you are eligible for a Wikipedia page. Now, what happens is that once you place the order with a mediator or third party like us in the middle, we take your order and then we forward it for a secondary evaluation to the actual Wikipedia admin who's going to be controlling the submission of your page or putting the page live. Okay, now they tell us in regards to any additional requirements that may be required for the page to be sustained. Because having a page live, see, I can do that right now as well. Sustainability of the page, that is most important when it comes to any kind of Wikipedia profiles. Because
Wonderful. Yes,
sustaining the
that does
page,
make sense.
yes, sustaining the page, that is the difficult part. Because a lot of
Excellent.
times what happens is that we might submit the page today, and within 5 to 10 minutes, or maybe by tomorrow or by next week, it might be flagged or tagged, or it might be deleted if there is any requirement missing in the secondary evaluation that they do, the Wikipedia itself. All right. Now, in your case, what happened is that they came up to you with the requirement that this is something that is recommended by your Wikipedia admin. If we do this, they're not denying that the page cannot be submitted or cannot be put live. Okay. Let me clarify that. They're just saying that if we do this, we will have more chances of sustaining your page. You provided your answer that you do not feel at the moment that you need to proceed with any additional services or semi-production lock or anything related to that. We got that. We understood. Let us attempt once in terms of submitting your page because right now your profile isn't submitted. Okay, now we told you the additional requirements and we told you those requirements in order to sustain the page. Let us attempt once, and if we fail, and if the page gets rejected or if it doesn't go live, then you can take your refund. Refund is not an issue. That is always an option that is going to be open for you on a longer run. At any point of time, you can ask for a refund, okay? What I'm
Okay,
trying
I
to
guess I'm
say,
not. May
yeah, go ahead.
I interject really quickly? I understand that the refund is an option, what you call the longer run. This project has been almost 2 months in the making. So I guess I'm not understanding how this isn't the longer run. Does
Okay.
that make sense?
Yes. I see that you placed the order with us last month, and that was on the 4th of last month. So it has almost been a month. And at this point of time, we are ready for submission. See, it takes time for us to prepare the profile as well. The content needs to be according to the criteria too. So that takes some time, give or take. Okay? So it's been a month. What I'm saying to you is that give us, let's just say, worst case scenario, another month. Okay? Like today we're talking, let's say by the 9th of next month, if your page isn't live, then we can discuss the refund and then you can take your amount back. At this point of time.
Wonderful.
Okay?
Yep. So I do have one more question for you. I'm really glad that we could agree on a solution. Is there any way that we could add an amendment to that contract stating that we are going to, I'm going to suggest some edits? Because another thing that I wanted to understand is I do have a Wikipedia editor profile. I mostly am just purchasing this for the guarantee. I can write an article. I wanted to add my own photos. I wanted to add my own backlinks, but they're trying to get me to pay for that as well. So is there any way that I could personally edit the article myself and then have them give it a second look?
We can do that, but Alia, I'm going to recommend, you know, let me explain to you how Wikipedia works. We do not upload all the content at once. For example, your Wikipedia profile has, let's say, four sections, your education, your academic career in terms of your past experiences, a little bit about your company, if there is any organization that you want to associate with your Wikipedia profile. So these are like a few sections or subcategories, you can say, that could possibly be in your profile. Now what we do is that we actually put your draft into put your profile into the draft or review status on Wikipedia, and we make amendments and changes or update the information. For example, a paragraph today and then two lines after maybe 2 or 3 days, just to make it look organic so that your page does not get flagged for speedy deletion. So that's the reason why we won't be able to update or process all of the information that is in your approved Wikipedia profile right now, the draft that you've seen. Okay? So the submission is going to work in sections or phases where we'll be adding bits and pieces of the information just to make it look organic in front of your Wikipedia admin so that they do not flag your profile for speedy deletion. Okay? So we can do the amendments. And furthermore, your project manager, he's going to keep you posted on the final date of the submission and when exactly we'll be submitting it. I guess everything is done in terms of your profile submission. All we need is your final approval on the page. If there are any amendments that you need before we send that over to the Wikipedia admin, otherwise everything else is good to go.
Wonderful, and I'm really glad that we were able to touch base on that. And I understand
Thank
the process
you.
A little bit more. So, like I said, I would like to make sure that the contents of this phone conversation are in writing just to make the process a little more clear for me. I manage a lot of projects, and so in order to be sure that we are all on the same page, I would like to have this conversation in writing, if that is at all possible, which I hope that it would be. May I have your email address?
Yes. Just give me a quick moment. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. It's Lisa.
L-I-S-A.
S-A, yes. P as in Papa. Taylor. T-A-Y-L-O-R.
C-A-Y-L-O-R.
0911@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that clarification. Okay.
And all of this will be sent to you in writing as well by your project manager once we hang up. And whatever changes and amendments you need, just send them to the project manager in writing and CC me in that, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I will look over it tonight. I will, because I do remember on the actual article itself, there were a few words that might get flagged as not being neutral, like dedication. She's dedicated to doing this, which, I mean, it sounds neutral as a pageant queen, but I do know that in the past when I've edited things before, that has been something that's been flagged as not neutral.
Right. That's a gray area, so we should not take any chances. I completely agree with you.
Yep. So you are saying that once the initial page is up, then we can start to add some of those backlinks and add some of those pictures.
Exactly. Exactly,
great.
And that's called a stub. It's called a
okay,
stub.
Okay, so you're getting
you know,
a
like
stub
a brief,
up first.
Yes, the stub will go up first. Once that is live, then we'll start the maintenance of the page. As you know, that Wikipedia pages get regular maintenance, whether it's a personal profile or professional profile whatsoever, in whatever capacity. It needs to be updated regularly. So that's what we're going to do with your profile. We'll submit a stub first, and then in terms of the entire maintenance process, we will be adding information and you know, approving it further in order for the sustainability of the page.
Wonderful. So I'm feeling a little bit better about this, and I'm sorry that
Thank
I didn't
you.
Understand. I thought this
no,
was the
right.
article, and that's why mm-hmm. I was a little bit frustrated because I that's great. So
that's okay. One more thing, Alia. I'm sorry I'm interrupting you. I just need to say this because it's important and I don't want to forget. I just want to let you know that the process, once we are submitting things, it's going to work in terms of the stub and then additional information will be added. However, you need to make sure that whatever content you need in your profile, that needs to be finalized and approved now so that we
okay.
have a complete profile, you know, in terms of the content.
Great. That makes sense. Awesome. So,
okay.
For sure. And I, over time, will work on getting that higher impact PR. I live in a rural area. So as far as being a
okay.
public figure area, I'm in all of the newspapers in my area, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to be in a newspaper from somewhere 450 miles away.
Right.
Because so I am trying to do that. I'm hoping that I have a Google Knowledge Panel as well. So
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that some of that plays into credibility. I'm not really sure how that part works.
Of course. Well, there is a very complex criteria in terms of notability assessment when it comes to a Wikipedia profile, but, you know, we can play here and there in terms of the gray area. So that
yeah,
will
yeah. And I know most of the pageant queens who do have Wikipedia pages don't have 10 to 12 or 8 to 10 sources.
Right.
Most of them have one or two. So I do, yeah. I do think
let
there
me,
might
let
be a
me,
little
let
more.
Let me give you that example, too. For example, it doesn't depend on the number of resources as well. It depends on the credibility of those platforms or those resources and the content. Let me give you another example so that you understand the criteria better, okay? So, for example, let's say you and I, we both are authors. We write books, okay? And we both started our career, let's say, in 2015. We both have written 4 books each. Yet, once we are making our profile, our Wikipedia profile, let's say we are submitting the profile in November 2023, both of us. But what's going to happen is that I might get a requirement for, let's say, 2 top-tier articles, maybe a Forbes or a New York Times, just 2 of them. And you might get a requirement for maybe 4 mid-tier articles. Or 6 mid-tier articles. So it varies from profile to profile individually, even though they coexist in the same industry or if they have the same niche. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Alia, thank you so much for your time. I'm so glad we were able to have this conversation. I'm going to send all of this to you in writing, or I'll have Henry send this to you. Once this is sent over, I need you to finalize and confirm the Wikipedia content, and then we will move forward with the submission of it, okay?
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you once again, Alia. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.